final letter to the Geres HaKedosh in Perek Lamed Beis, the 32nd letter over here. So again, like most of the letters of the Rebbe, of the Alter Rebbe over here, Geres HaKedosh, has to do with tzedakah for Eretz Yisrael. And in this letter, the Alter Rebbe writes both about the great zuchus of the people who participate, you know, in the tzedakah. He says there's two levels of tzedakah. There's a feminine letter, a feminine word for tzedakah. There's a masculine. The feminine means that you are sort of encouraged by somebody else. The Gemara says, "Godel hamase, yoser min ha'isa." That the one who brings other people to give tzedakah is even greater than the one that gives tzedakah himself, the ma'asa. So there is, the ma'asa basically is the feminine language of tzedakah, because you're the recipient, you know, somebody's pushing you, you're not the one. And the masculine means when you push yourself. But notwithstanding the greatness, either way, in ma'asa, if you are being pushed by someone to give tzedakah, or you actually give tzedakah on your own, the benefits and the merits are great. So let's look inside. So, Baruch Habaye Chelom Ufoyel Yodom Yirtza. So, let Hashem bless. This is using the Lashon, paraphrasing the Lashon of the Pasuk. The Lashon of that Hashem should bless the your efforts, your strength, ufoil yodum yirtzem, and the work of your hands may he accept willingly, lerotzein lahem lifnei Hashem, before Hashem. And he's, I guess, he's looks like he's blessing them for their organized setup of giving tzedakah on a regular basis and the thing. So he's blessing them for that. He said, koi yois yiten Hashem. Let it give a koyesu, let him add Hashem la'amitz libim magaboyim, to have their heart strong amongst the mighty. V'nediva al nedivas yokum, and benevolence on top of benevolence should exist. All paraphrasing various different verses. Liyos godel hamaase b'chol ir ve'ir, so that it should be great. The Gudoil, it says Hamaase, God Hamaase, Yosef min ha Oisa, which means one who does other people, cause other people to do more than doing. Bechol ir uminyon, in every city and every minyon where they organize the tzedakah, v'techoshev loy l'tzedakah. And that is considered for the person that organizes for everybody else to give tzedakah, that's considered his tzedakah as well. T'choshev le tzedakah. V'al ha'oise, and the one who does because of somebody pushes him, nemar tzidkosoy oimedes lo'ad. That his righteousness stands forever. So if you look at the language over here it says tzidkosoy, oimedes. It doesn't say oimed. It doesn't say that his tzedakah stands, but oimedes. So that means that tzedakah is called in a loshen ekeva, in a feminine, oimedes. Because shemiskabel his oir is liba hatoir megodl hamaisa. Because he receives his arousal of pure heart to give from Megodla Maisa, from the one who is pushing, from the greatest pushing. So he's basically a recipient from them. So still, even though you're only giving it because somebody pushed you, the Pasuk says, Tzidkoso Yemedes Laad. Afapikain Yemedes Laad. It stands for the person forever. So the Alter Rebbe is going to explain that the godliness, special level of the Ein Sof that the person brings down through his tzedakah, to his activity, that's only going to become revealed, it's only going to become visible in this world when the Olam, when Mashiach comes in the future. But the time with Chiyus HaMeisim, then Viroko Boso Yachdav, then it'll be a time when the Ein Sof, the Atzilus, the Yivchayoi, all the great levels that a person is mamshich through his tzedakah, that's when they will come open. But right now, in the act of tzedakah that the person does, there is hidden, it's hidden, but it stands there forever to come out. Right now it's hidden in the acts that he does, the Ein Sof, because it's not revealed now. But that lasts till the Olam HaTchiyah, in which then it will come out into the open. Abba Pekin HaMedeslat, Pirush. Shekol HaTzdoka VaChesed SheYisrael Oisim Be'olam HaZeh Minidvas Libam HaToy, that all the charity and the kindness that the Yidden do in this world from their benevolence of their pure hearts, they are living and they exist in this physical world until the time of Tchiyah, till the time of Tchiyah Sameisim. Because then, at the time of Tchiyah Sameisim, Huzman Gilu Elikuz Vairin Sov Baruch Hu Mivchina Sovi Kol Alam Be'olam Hazeh. At that time, when Tchiyah Sameisim will come, so then there will be the Ein Sof Baruch Hu in this world. Okumoshin is Bayer Barichus Bamichtov Di Ishtakit, as it was explained at length in the letter of last year. B'tzorich liyois keili umochoin li slabish boi Ein Sof Baruch Hu k'moy haguf l'mishom adarech moshel. So you need to become a vessel for that Ein Sof that's going to be revealed. You need to become a vessel and a place, a dwelling place where the Ein Sof Baruch Hu can dress up. Just like the guf of the neshama. So the acts of chesed that we do, those become the vehicles, those become the machoin for Hashem's sitting. And we become like a guf or a neshama, just like the guf holds the neshama in it, likewise the mitzvahs that we do, or the act of tzedakah, they hold the Ein Sof inside of the mitzvah. Like the pasuk says, it says, my words are like fire. What is the connection to fire? In order for fire to stay over here, it needs a wick to hold on to it. Otherwise, the fire disappears, it doesn't stay. It needs the mitzvahs to hold on to the fire. Just like a fire will not shine in this world, only if it's held on to and it dresses up in a wick. So we need also for the Ein Sof, we need a vehicle, a vessel in which to hold on to the godliness. And that should serve as a wick for it. Commission is Barb Mokamachar, as explained elsewhere. And Vaguf, it's in Perikon Gimel in Tanya. Vaguf Vakli La'oiru Yisborech. So, what is the vessel? What is the body? What is the vessel for the light of Hashem? That's the level of Tzedakah, the mitzvah Tzedakah. He midas hachesed un divas alev. That is the measure of kindness and the benevolence of the heart. Litenu lahashpia chayes laman de les lechulu, to give and to give off, to flow life to one who doesn't have. And that you would, by giving that, that becomes the vessel, that's the psilo, that's the wick that holds down to the Ein Sof into this world. That Hashem made many bodies that he set up for them to receive those lights. And they are called, in this tikkun, they're called chesed izdroyi yimona. The right hand is chesed, that's the body. So chesed becomes the hand, the right hand. So, the just like Lamaila, we say that the right hand, so to speak, becomes the vessel for the Ein Sof in Atzilus in order to hold on to the Ein Sof in level of Atzilus. Likewise, when our right hand gives tzedakah in this world, that becomes the vessel to hold on to the Ein Sof in this world. So it's actually the whole body, even though we say it's only the right hand, but the whole body is sort of follows the right hand. Everything is included in the right hand, which means all the mitzvahs that you do and all the kindness that you do, whether it's with your body, it's all holding on to the Ein Sof, to the Ein Sof of this world. V'kach Omar Hapayit. So the letter gist. This is in Rosh Hashanah Davening. We say Levushoy Tzedakah. So that, what is Hashem's garment? Tzedakah. We don't say the right hand levush, this levush. Levushoy, what is Hashem's garment? What's the general garment that Hashem dresses up in? Where does Hashem come down? That is tzedakah. V'zosh Omer Razal, and this is what our sages tell us, that ain't tzedakah, this is in Sukkah, Memtesom at Beis, that ain't tzedakah mishtalemes elo lifi chesed shebo. That the charity is paid for, how does Hashem pay for the charity? Only based on how much kindness you put into it. In that tzedakah, how much chesed, how much kindness you put into the tzedakah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk states in Hosea Yud Yud Beis, ziru lachem litzedakah, so for yourself, this is charity, kitzru lifi chosed, you will cut. In other words, the reward will be according to the kindness. Shehakotzir, that the cutting of the grain is hugilui hazriya hatmuna ba'aretz. When you cut the grain, you are actually revealing the power of growth which is in the ground. When you cut it down, you're actually having something tangible from the power of the cutting of the ground. So v'kachu atzdoka v'acheset sheYisrael oisim bizman hagolus. Likewise, the same thing is with this cutting that you get is with the tzedakah v'chesed that the Yidden do in the time of the exile. Hitmuna v'nisteres atzman atchiyah, that is hidden and blocked till the time of tchiyas hameisim, is just like the power of growth which is in the ground. You don't see it yet, but when do you cut it? When does it come out openly into the grain? When does tzman atchiyah? So then, she is slabish, v'yoyrein so baruchu b'elim hazeh agashmi. Then, the Ein Sof will be dressed up in the actual physical act of tzedakah. And what is it going to be? So now, Dr. Lebek says, v'ihu v'garmo yichad. So we know that the Ein Sof of Atzilus, together with the Kalim, are really one. There's a real shine over there, a little fusion over there. Heim b'chinas Kalim desesfiris datzilus. Those are the 10 Kalim of datzilus, we say, Yihu v'garma yichad, that the Kalim and the Ein Sof are one. V'koshkin v'kavachoymer Ein Sof baruch hu asoyviv kol almim mil mailo mailo ma'atzilus. So, therefore, for sure, when that will become revealed, will be in such a way that the Kalim will be bottled. Because the Ein Sof that is going to come, which is higher than Atzilus, the light then comes out in Atzilus. So even in the light of Atzilus, the Kalim will say, the Kalim are bottled. When we talk about the light which is going to come down into this Olam Hazeh from the Ein Sof, of course everybody's going to be bottled, because the light is going to be so powerful that the keli is going to be miyachad with the keli. It'll be yuvah gamo yichad. It's not going to be a separation. Ulefikach nikras tzedakah l'shoy nikevam. That's why it's called tzedakah. It's called in effeminate language. Why? Because within the tzedakah is a recipient. In the tzedakah there is dressed up the Ein Sof. So the tzedakah itself is not the power over here, it's the what's in the tzedakah, the Eibishter, the Ein Sof, that's revealed in there. Tzidkosu yomed des lahad. We say it stands, so we see it in the cave. Shemekabeles ha'ora ma'ir insof ha'sevu kol almim ha'mislabesh b'toicha b'ilum ha'zeh ha'gashmi b'zman ha'tchiyah. She receives, the level of tzedakah you do, receives a shine from the blessed, from the Ein Sof, the light which surrounds all the world, which dresses up and is revealed in the tzedakah in this physical world at the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim, when we'll be able to see it. So, he says like this. So what does it come out from what he said from now? That even the tzedakah that one does because somebody else pushes him, because they organized in the shul over there that everybody should give their tzedakah, and because of that it's a feminine level of tzedakah, somebody pushes him, and in it he says also it's tzedakah feminine because it receives the Ein Sof. Still, you see that over there you still have tremendous power of the Ein Sof, which is hidden, and there will be revealed in those love. So you see what kind of an oir, what kind of a light, what kind of a benefit you bring about through that tzedakah. But Al Tareb is going to say, but yet there is even a higher level of tzedakah that nobody has to push you, that you, that's called the masculine level of tzedakah. There's a pasuk that says, tzedek, which is like tzedakah, righteousness, Lefonov Yehalich. It's not Tehalich, not feminine, it's a masculine. That's the tzedakah where a person is not pushed, but he goes on his own. He arouses his own heart. Avo Tzedek Lefonov Yehalich. Huloshin Zochar. This is a pasuk in Tehillim Pehe Yudalad. He midas hachesed amisireres b'leiv ha'odom me'atzmei. That's the measure of chesed that a person arouses in his heart by himself. Which means you don't need somebody to push you. You do it yourself. Ayidei yisoyderus abes havai b'kriya shema, by arousing the love of Hashem in the reading of the Shema. Uledov kaboy and to cleave to him, b'liv ser nafshi be'echod, and to give over his life by with the little echod b'chol meidecho kibshutai, and with all your desire kibshutai, which means that your own yearning, your own connection to Hashem. So through the arousal below from the person and his devotion to Hashem, kamayim upon the ponim. Came Levodom Elya in Isarusa de Leila. So then you have the supreme Odom, the one that is on the Kisei, Odom Elya. Says Razlov above. So just like he devotes himself, who am Shocha said is so Baruch Hashem Kol Amilamata Mato, Boilum Hazah Gash, that will bring down the level of Sev Kol Am below, Bismanat Chia, Kimvur Michtu de Ishtakut. Barichas, as explained last year, Barichas. So, over there, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain now. So, what is the difference at the end of the day? So, you're saying, Yisarusa del Tate, Yisarusa del Eila. So, somebody gives you tzedakah, pushes you tzedakah, you bring down the Ein Sof, which will be revealed. And when you are with Mesiras Nefesh, you bring down the Yisarusa del Eila also. But he says, "V'zehu lefonov yahalich." It says, "Lefonov yahalich." What is the normal taich of lefonov? Lefonov, you say ahead of you. But over here is lefonov his ponim, the pnimis of Hashem. You will lead the pnimis of Hashem. V'zehu lefonov yahalich shemaylich umamshich ponim helyonim milmaila mehatzilus adelam haasiya. So the. It's a question whether you're leading the Ein Sof or you're just a recipient of the Ein Sof. When somebody else pushes you, and then you become a recipient for the Ein Sof. But when you are misoider by yourself, then you lead yeah, you lead the Pnimis of Ein Sof. You take from the Pnimis from the highest level, Milmaila Ma'atzilus, Ad Eilum Ha'asiya, till this world. Ka'eis, Eis Lekatzer, now the time is to be short. V'chol Tuv Mehem Lo Yibotzer, and all good should never be lacking, missing. Hateva Hashem Latovim. May Hashem do good to those who are good, who give Uli Shorim Bili Boisom, and also those who are straight in their hearts, which means sometimes people want to give, but they don't have what to give. Uli Shorim Bili Boisom, they are straight in their hearts. Kenefesh Nidrishenu, he says, my soul seeks you, and this is the Alter Rebbe writing for them. Okay, so we'll leave the